The Skagway Borough Assembly fails to pass a sales tax increase ordinance that's aimed at paying for major projects. And a Southeast Alaska electronic music duo debuts their first music video. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. In a 3-2 vote, the Skagway Borough Assembly last week failed to send a 1% sales tax increase to a public vote. The tax hike's purpose would be to help the municipality pay for major projects. It would raise sales tax up to 6% from April to September and to 4% in fall and winter months. It all started with the wish for a pool. Community members expressed support for a 6-lane pool along with a hot tub and therapy pool. The Aquatic Wellness Center would be part of the Recreation Center expansion. The proposed sales tax hike was originally meant to fund that aquatic center, but discussion about the long list of expensive projects Skagway is taking on prompted the assembly to expand the scope of the sales tax increase to pay for loans and bonds generally. Assemblymember Jay Burnham tried to reverse that change.
I honestly don't think anybody really wants a general tax, but a lot of people in town, I feel, want a swimming pool and want an expanded rec center and the things that go with it.
At previous assembly meetings, members of the public did say they wanted a pool, but the supporters were not at this meeting.
We can't afford a swimming pool at this time.
I think we're looking at putting a huge burden on the people of this community for what little value you get.
This is going to come back to bite somebody.
That was Mavis Irene Henriksen, John Tronrud, and Viola Gazzara. They questioned whether it was prudent to levy a higher tax on residents and visitors to Skagway for what they consider a luxury. The sentiment among some assembly members was the same. Here's Tim Cochran.
Rec Center is about $550,000 a year, and they bring in about $100,000. That's a big subsidy. We do not have the luxury of a population that can maintain our enterprise funds, so we have to subsidize it. But as Mr. Borson said a couple meetings ago, we're creating a welfare state here in Skagway because everyone expects us to pay for everything and that this money is going to just keep coming in magically with no bottom. But there is a bottom.
Assemblymember Angela Greaser responded.
The large group of people that I've been talking to want to pay more taxes to pay for it. They're willing to pay for it. They're not asking it to be given to them. So I just wanted to point that out. And I don't find any harm in letting them let it go to a vote.
Oh, I agree.
It's their money.
But a lot
if
of
that's
people,
what they want to spend it on, let them spend it on. And if a lot of people vote no, then it will fail and we'll be done.
If the assembly were to approve a sales tax hike, it would need to go to a public vote. Jay Burnham's proposed amendment to focus the tax increase on funding the aquatic center failed. Jay Burnham and Greaser voted against the ordinance. Cochran, Spencer Morgan, and Steve Burnham Jr. voted in favor. The ordinance failed because it needs 4 affirmative votes to pass. Dan Henry was not present at the meeting. The conversation about the pool is not over. The assembly tasked an ad hoc committee to come up with recommendations on the recreation center expansion design options. The committee meets Tuesday at 1 p.m. Speaking of other expensive projects on the horizon for Skagway, the assembly approved the guaranteed maximum price in the contract with Bettisworth Architects and Dawson Construction for the new public safety facility project. The architects estimate the project will cost no more than $12.9 million. Gateway Project Manager Chad Gubala was at the meeting to talk to the assembly about how to use about $9 million in state grant funds for port improvements. Since voters rejected the Tidelands lease with White Pass and the assembly voted to suspend work on the Gateway Project, Gubala is looking at other ways to use the state funds.
Well, you've got $9 million of grant funds available for port infrastructure issues. Granted, we have limited options with regards to what we can do. This is where you're going to be making your money, so I think this is a choice that you want to make prudently.
One major component of the Gateway Project was to build a new floating dock to accommodate a larger class of cruise ships. Gubala said the municipality could use the state funds to procure a floating dock and possibly place it at the ferry terminal for combined use. Another option would be to use the grant money for small boat harbor improvements that could also accommodate heavy haul industry. Gubala said companies such as Casino Mine expressed interest in using Skagway's port for heavy haul operations. The final option is to give the grant funds back to the state. Gubala asked the assembly for direction as soon as possible because the deadline to spend that money is just about 6 months away. There really isn't any electronic music at the Alaska Folk Festival, but now there's a little folk fest in a Southeast duo's electronic music. Whiskey Class is debuting their first music video on KTOO.org. Annie Bartholomew has more.
Liz Snyder and Patrick Troll came up with the name Whiskey Class when filling out their application for the 2012 Alaska Folk Festival.
Whiskey Class was a good name because it's like one of those punny band names where you know, like Whiskey Glass is a thing, but then if you change one letter, Whiskey Class. It's this whole thing about being a responsible drunk.
Be classy.
Yeah, be classy with it.
Drink your
even
whiskey.
When you're drinking your whiskey.
Follow me, darling.
After their acoustic set at Folk Fest, the pair began incorporating layered vocals, drum loops, and ambient tones, entering the colorful world of electronic music. Before they were Whiskey Class, they were teenage musicians from rival Southeast Alaska high schools. They found each other's music in the early days of social media, through MySpace and MSN Messenger. They still live apart, but make music together, and they're both musicians in their own rights. Snyder is half of the Juno folk rock duo, the Woolpullers, and Troll creates beats as Ketchikan's DJ alternative. Living in different places forces them to collaborate over weekend-long recording sessions. Often it starts with Troll's beats and Snyder freestyling over them.
Sometimes it's the beat, sometimes we're just like sitting around and like messing around with something. I'm like, wait, let's record that. And then you loop it, put drums over it, and then you just like...
Basically we just record everything and then
I force Liz to be a diva.
Yeah.
After their marathon recording sessions, Troll will edit and continue to polish the raw audio over weeks and months. Their new music video for the song Thirt is 2 years in the making. Snyder visited Troll when he was living in California's Humboldt County. That's when Troll reached out to friend and visual artist Ian Stewart, who'd been experimenting with green screens and digital animation. With cameras rolling, Whiskey Class turned him loose to direct and shoot their first music video.
We had just finished the track like 5 minutes prior, so it was kind of fun to lip sync to a song I didn't really know.
Can't remember where you went or who I am.
The finished product is a psychedelic journey, with cartoon versions of the band drifting through Alaska landscapes and outer space, with a host of other random scenarios and subtle drug references.
You know, seeing yourself animated and like waiting so long, it's just like this epic moment, and I'm like watching it on my iPhone. And I texted him, I was just like, dude, you are insane. And he's like, yeah, sorry it took so long. Sorry it took 2 years. It's like, yeah. I mean, but that's kind of how like our music worked.
In addition to the video, the band dropped a new single this week, the jazzy and dreamlike Juice Man. One of their songs was featured in 2012's The Breach, a salmon conservation documentary, alongside animation by his dad, Ray Troll. Whiskey Class plans to release an EP this spring, sometime around Folk Fest. But, like their music, the deadline's fluid. In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.
Pick me up a pizza and I'll grab the beer. Maybe after some ice cream on the pier, we could go for a swim.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.